I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Birds of a feather flock together. Surely you've heard that phrase before. It comes from the cultural language of the previous generation, similar to a stitch in time saves nine, or what goes around comes around. Here's another. Be careful of the company you keep. Nehemiah is one of my favorite biblical personalities. Here is the cupbearer, with his cushy government job, cupbearer to the king who transitioned into a new career as builder on his way to the governor's mansion. As soon as he got his administration going, the critical company showed up. The Word of God tells us that there was dissension in the ranks. Actually, there were three people who were stirring up the trouble: Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem. They heard about this new effort. Their minority report included a slur that this is not really a renovation of Jerusalem, but a disguised rebellion against the king. That's a pretty good tactic. I mean, that's slander and criticism and a hint that it just might be the genesis of war. After all, that same strategy worked very well on Ezra, so why not try the same tactic again on Nehemiah? When they tried that tactic, Nehemiah had already gained a consensus. The people were challenged and motivated. A plan of action was in place. The people were all ready to work. And that's what the Word of God says. The people had a mind to work. One thing we need to keep in mind is we have to be careful of the company we keep. There are critical people who will wear you out and wear you down, emotionally and spiritually. Pull your life together and somebody will show up to pull it apart. God tells you to move forward and there's always someone who shows up with a but list. A but list of reasons why it cannot be God and why it cannot be you. You know those buts. But you're not qualified. But you're not ready. But you don't have enough experience. But you don't have enough education. But you're too young. But you're too old. But it's not your time and it's not your turn. But in Nehemiah's case, this is not a rebuilding project. This is rebellion. That's like saying you're not losing weight on a low-salt, low-sodium diet for healthy reasons. You're trying to embarrass me because I'm overweight. Or you're going back to school because I didn't finish school. Or your new makeover was done to make me feel bad. Beloved of God, life is just too short to be worrying about critical personalities. Respond like Nehemiah. This is not about you. It's about God. And when it's about God, God will grant you success. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.